Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Scott Roeder of Evidence Room, an individual that is very active in the world of crime scenes, forensic evidence, and courtroom drama. He sees it all with what he does. And Scott, I want to get your take on one of the recent mass shootings. And I'm sad we have to specify which one, but hey, only in America, as Brooks and Dunn would say. Talking about the mall shooting, the outlet mall shooting in Allen, Texas, a little bit ago, about a week ago, as of our recording of this. This is another one where we hear about an individual who was involved in groups, involved in hate groups, this hate group, that hate group, had these sort of thinkings, had these sort of postings. If we have individuals out here who are actively doing those things, maybe they haven't killed anybody yet, big red flags. Why can't we ever do anything about it? I mean, what are we looking at here with an individual who was, in fact, out there actively posting things, actively being in these communities, which, you know, if you did a little digging, probably you or I could pretend to go along with some of their thinking and infiltrate the group. Doesn't mean it's going to do much, but it probably wouldn't be hard to join some of these individuals if you really wanted to see what's going on behind the curtain. What are we dealing with here?
Well, I mean, this reminds me of a story that the Buddha said to a man who was struck by an arrow. The man was dying. The arrow was in him. And he said, "Where did this arrow come from?" And he said, instead of asking where this arrow comes from, why don't we pull this arrow out? I feel like that's where we're at in American society. You know, they talk about the apocalypse. Maybe the apocalypse isn't one event that affects everybody at the same time. Maybe the apocalypse is a creeping event. You know, if you go to certain diamond mines in South Africa or cobalt mines in the Sudan, they already live inside of the apocalypse. You know, maybe the apocalypse is not happening in my studio here in luxurious Cleveland, Ohio, or in your studio there, although this one came pretty close. I just wonder if it's a creep. You know, I don't know how we stop it. We have First Amendment. We have the Second Amendment. None of those are going to go away as long as this is still the United States of America. I think the number one thing we have to work on is not our people expressing their hate, but how do we get people to not hate?
Yeah.
How do we get people to love more? How do we hug this killer before he becomes a killer? You know, I think, and I had this conversation with one of my colleagues, Nolan Cavano, the other day. He's been on my podcast a number of times. As you know, he's an entertainer, he's a musician, he also does my website. He's a wonderful human being, a very optimistic guy. And we had this conversation, how do you stop these things? And I think every day, you and I can stop it by not feeding in to the hate. And there's controversy, even involving this case. Was he a member of a white supremacy group, even though he was a Latino, Hispanic, immigrant? You know, just, you know, there's so many incongruent things coming from the legacy media. I'm not sure if asking why on a lot of these things is as important as, you know, just loving the people who are in front of us, teaching our family and our children to be loving people. And I hate to be all hippie about it, but Tony, I got nothing else except what can we do to affect positive things in our personal orbit, and hopefully that cascades outwardly, exponentially. And through that, hopefully we can find some peace in this world.
Well, it's a lovely thought. I do, in theory, agree, but I think a lot of us are trying to do that. I think there's a good chunk of society that does do that, but it doesn't rupture the bubble that some of these people are living in. And we do have a society where they are constitutionally protected from having anyone go after them unless they are actually actively plotting and planning something, which some of them do in open forms. Some of them are very, you know, secretive about it. And unless you got into their hard drive or their shed or their basement that they live in with their parents, it's difficult to truly stop some of these things. But the symptoms are there. The fact that these groups exist show the symptoms that there are sick people in our society that are willing to engage in this sort of way of thinking, and they continue to feed it. We know the more you surround yourself with like-minded people, the more that's going to continue to fester and get worse and worse. Are the protections that we put in place, and I think we see this beyond just this issue. We see this sometimes in court cases. We see this where people are getting off on technicalities, or this or that, even though they're guilty as sin. You know, the protections that we put in place in the mind of freedom going to end up just completely destroying our country, because in the end, they can be used to protect criminals, and then in the end, criminal behavior will win out because it's too protected to stop before it starts.
Oh, boy, oh boy. I feel like we're in a civics class right now because, you know, we're talking about the right for the pursuit of happiness. And we're not guaranteed happiness. We have the right to pursue happiness, right? That's what being an American is. And we don't need any further encroachment on our rights. I know I don't want my guns taken away. I don't want my speech taken away. I don't want my freedom of movement taken away. And the only way to clamp down on the worst of us is to clamp down on the rest of us.
I don't think so. I completely disagree. I think it's not that difficult to look at people who are responsible gun owners that are not involved in criminal activity, that are not involved in hate groups, that are not involved in anything like that. They have it for home protection. They have it for hunting. They have it for whatever. But there's not a history of crime. There's not a history of being involved in being in groups that are known to be hateful or cause violence. If you're in those sort of groups and you happen to be in your own quote unquote pursuit of happiness, and your happiness is that, yes, you should have your weapons taken away. But this sweeping idea that it's like everybody has to take them away, I think that really scares people from that idea because that's not the idea. It's not the idea of taking everything away from everybody. It's let's take a look at the obvious. These are the people who are doing horrible things. These are the people we should look at, and these are the people we should penalize. And yes, if it shows you are making poor mental decisions by being involved in hate groups, maybe taking your weapons away is something that we are able to do. We should probably do it.
I concur. And let me just retort to that, sure, by saying this guy was apparently a part of a group called Right Wing Death Squad. They have their own Twitter feed. They have their own website. I guess they might have annual meetings and picnics and play ping pong and whatnot. Who knows?
Your group? Can my daughter play with you at the park? Oh, we're part of the...
Yeah, I'm going to the Right Wing Death Squad picnic, annual picnic this
year. I'm bald, and they'll be like, are you part of us? No, I just lost my hair.
but I guess the point is, if you're an open member of a group called the Right Wing Death Squad, which apparently the legacy media is telling us that's true, right? If that is true, why is the CIA, not the CIA, because they don't work on American soil, but why wouldn't the FBI be constantly monitoring all active members of the Right Wing Death Squad? And the minute this guy left his house with a machine gun or whatever, or guns, on his way to the mall, obviously not to buy a pair of jeans, swoop him up right then and there. You know, if everything's being monitored, how was he allowed to even be a member of that group and operate in society? I think there's a failure there of the FBI.
Yeah, and it's a manpower.
In monitoring people in this group.
I think the answer to that is manpower. And that was the answer I got from former FBI Special Agent Robin Drake the other day. I asked the exact same question. He's like, it's manpower. Like you have no idea, is what he said to me, how many of these people we do shut down and we do get to before something happens, but it doesn't get published, and it doesn't get even, we don't even talk about it because it would compromise other investigations that we're in, but there's not enough resources to get into all of them because there's just so damn many. And at the end of the day, I think it's a valid argument. Can that be fixed? Is there ways to improve that? Without a doubt. But in our current state, there's just not enough people to do that sort of job or qualified. Because this is not the job, you know, you go, hey, let's put this out here on, monster.com. We want you to be a monitor for the FBI. Although you never know. I mean, it might not be that difficult. It may be a little easier than we all think, but it is something that would take a qualified individual with a lot of experience within the agency or in the bureau for any of that to actually, you know, take place. So I think that's one of our issues. Yeah. Maybe we should be having more people monitoring it. I do wonder we're all afraid of technical advances. Everybody's freaking out about AI and it's going to destroy this and it's going to destroy that. I'm wondering if our government can get a hold of some technology, although they're usually very behind on everything. But if we could get the right people using some of the AI, I would think that in itself could almost help weed out and find some of these groups, mole on through with its AI abilities, and then get us honed in to target them a little bit quicker and faster than maybe we otherwise would be able to. By the fact that it can analyze so much data so quickly, you don't have to have a human being there going over it for months and months and months. You could press a button and it will give you the synopsis of what this group has been involved in if you can get access to their data.
Well, I think what you're detailing there is the allure and the convenience and the efficiency that AI is supposed to bring us. And if AI can do that, that would be great. But AI is only going to be as effective and as biased or as fair as the person who programs it. Mm-hmm. And we've learned even recently that AI is going to have at some point consciousness. It's a fact, part of quantum computing. AI at some point will be conscious. And when AI becomes conscious, they will no longer need Tony Bruschi or Scott Roeder to tell it right from wrong. It will make its own decisions, and therein lies the Skynet that we all have been warned about since the mid-90s.
True, true. Good. See, I had a solution there, and then you took it all apocalyptic on me.
Hey, that's what we're here to do, baby. Just, you know, go back. Hey, listen, I love it when we disagree because, you know, I really respect your opinion. And I know you talk to a lot smarter people than me on a daily basis. And, you know, hey, when I'm wrong, I'm willing to admit it. And I appreciate you, you know, entertaining my retorts backs on your great ideas.
Well,
help me to poo-poo it.
I was really hoping that within 10 minutes we would solve the mass shooting problem in the United States. But unfortunately, we have failed at that.
Well, I think what we have succeeded at is demonstrating to the world people can have a debate and still love each other.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Scott Roeder of Evidence Room. You got a podcast, Crime Scene Time Machine. What's going on over there?
Oh, well, we are going to be dropping an episode tomorrow on what I believe is the assassination of Marilyn Monroe. And since we did the assassination of John Kennedy, and we did the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, and with, of course, Robert Kennedy Jr. announcing his candidacy for president, I thought it would be a wonderful time to dive into the death of Marilyn Monroe. And we're going to talk a little bit about Bobby Kennedy Jr. So I hope everybody tunes on in. Crime Scene Time Machine. Marilyn Monroe episode coming up soon.
All right, check it out. If you like this podcast, press subscribe wherever you download them so you don't miss any breaking episodes or discussions on the cases we follow for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.